Thy works, not mine, O Christ. A daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Sunday, October 5th, 2025. Thy works, not mine, O Christ, speak gladness to this heart. They tell me all is done. They bid my fear depart. To whom save thee, who canst alone for sin atone? Lord, shall I flee? Thy righteousness, O Christ, alone can cover me. No righteousness avails save that which is of thee. To whom save thee? Who canst alone for sin atone? Lord, shall I flee? Many people are taught from childhood to work hard and be the best at what they do. As adults, they compete for the best-paying jobs. Hard work can bring rewards. Sometimes children and adults may win awards and ribbons in contests simply for trying or just for participation. In the places where we are employed, the reward is a paycheck. That is how things work in our world. Hard work may bring rewards in trophies, ribbons, or wages. When it comes to establishing a relationship with God, none of this hard work can accomplish anything. No matter how hard we try, we cannot make God meet us on our own terms. We cannot earn His favor or measure up to His standards, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There are no awards for trying to earn forgiveness from Him. Even the most skillful business negotiator cannot reach a deal with God. We have nothing to bring to the table. None is righteous. No, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. We can't even win a participation award because all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We are sinners. We fall short of God's glory. We cannot make a deal that will save us. God alone can make that deal, and He has done so in Christ. We are justified by God's grace as a gift through faith in Jesus. It was not our work that saves us, but the work of Jesus Christ, His sinless life, His redeeming death, and His resurrection. And our hymn declares, "Thy works, not mine, O Christ. They tell me all is done." Everything has been done. We have been reconciled to God because Jesus suffered the penalty of death that we deserved for our sins. Baptized into the name of the triune God, we have been born again to a new life. Now, dressed in Jesus' righteousness, our work as His followers begins. We live to serve Him through serving others. Like living, thriving trees, through the work of the Holy Spirit, we produce the fruit of good works. These works of love and service and witness glorify God and draw attention not to us, but to our Savior, who alone can atone for sin. We pray. Lord Jesus, You atoned for my sins. To You, I flee for salvation. Amen.